all things considered, we barely have any editing to do. I guess I'm drunk. Huh. And we're done.
Right.
And that was fun. I'm smiling. Love titties.
I am oh so fascinated. I am oh so entertained. Standing here like a comedian. I repeat what I say again and again and again until the meeting has become an imitation of itself. An impression of an original defeats a fucking purpose. I don't know where this is going, but it's looking more and more like the same place that we started. Well, good God! Holy shit, a joke's on us, not on them kids pretending to be astronauts, police officers, and firemen. Well, good God.
All right, hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors to listen to music containing profanity. In the fort tonight we have neighbor Paul. Neighbor Paul, say hi.
Sorry, I'm drunk again, Mom.
And neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave, say hi.
I didn't mean to get high.
Right. All right, so hey, we brought that one in on one of my favorite bands of all time, Against Me. What do you guys remember anything from Against Me?
Not at all. I've always been too drunk.
I do remember Against Me. You played it like in one of the first podcasts we ever had.
I think it was podcast number one.
Number
one. Now, a lot of changes for Against Me. Lead singer of that band, Thomas Gable, that's the guy you heard crooning it out.
Yeah.
If you guys notice, I have a picture of Tom up on there on the Trinitron there.
Yeah.
How would you describe him?
Ben Affleck pretended to be a gay boxer.
A scrappy little punker.
Very good explanation.
That was spontaneous.
No, I would. Why can't I get the Trinitron to work?
He looks likable.
He looks likable. He's a scrappy little punk rocker.
Oh no, they didn't. Tom Gable of
Let me show you another picture. All right, there you go. This guy is a songwriting, lyrical punk rock god. But recently, he's gone through some changes. And has become Laura Jane Grace.
He has become. Are you kidding me?
No.
Really?
He announced it about 2 years ago that he had struggled with transgender disconfusion.
I vaguely recall some Fortnite you explaining this shit. And you know what? That dude looks like a dude I want to drink with. Right?
Yeah, right there. What he does this girl look like?
A chick I want to fuck.
She looks like a chick I want to drink with.
Oh, yes. Right. She's hot.
I was just about to ask you. Why haven't Against Me made it?
You know, well,
it sounds the song you played on the first podcast stuck with me, man. I had it in my head for like 3 years.
Yep. Dude, no,
it was got in my ear.
They've written a ton of good albums, and every one of them have made my top 25 list.
Man.
Yeah, but with this Laura Jane Grace thing, and people look up Laura Jane Grace on the YouTubes.
Fuck.
Now, is she still in Against Me?
No. Are no longer performing. Okay. I don't know, but she is touring right now.
Has her, in quotes, her voice changed?
Have you heard her music?
No, I have not, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh my
Sorry,
god.
Sorry, guys, we're looking at horrible pictures on the internet.
Oh my god.
She looks like an ugly version of Julie.
Neighbor Julie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's true.
Notice they throw up on the doodle search here a picture of Tori Amos as a similar to.
Oh, that's lovely. Similar to.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so either way, so for one of the best songwriting punk rockers out there to transgenderize and become and admit that he's got some dysphoria, you gotta admire it a little bit.
I do, especially if it tanked their career.
Yeah, exactly. I think this may have. He remained married to his wife. They're just going to do whatever
she
they do.
She remarried?
Laura Jane, or yeah. Tom, whatever you want to call him, remained married to his wife.
When you have a sex change, say you're in the state of California.
That's a very understanding spouse.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry.
But do you have to like resubmit under your taxes that you're now a female? And then if gay marriage isn't legal, do you suddenly not have gay marriage?
Oh, that's a good question.
I have no fucking idea.
That's a brilliant question.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know.
I have no idea.
Wow.
So I don't know how this is all working out, but apparently the band is tanked. I honestly, I'm not a big Against Me fan. I know you are, and I admire that. And I like the shit we just heard and other shit I've heard. Is it any good, really? Are they? Do they exist?
Oh, yeah, dude. No, they're...
They don't exist.
They don't exist anymore that I know of. Maybe a hiatus. I don't know.
Okay.
But they have three albums that would make my top 30 list.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's like, yeah, I can't say enough good stuff about them. But I have a new favorite band.
What's that?
Yeah, I got to move on because I've got about a minute and a half till this new favorite band comes on. Well, actually, did you have a question, Dave?
No.
I got time.
I was going to ask, what was the song on the first podcast? You remember?
It was Don't Lose Touch.
Yeah.
That's one worth looking up. Don't Lose Touch by Against Me. Right. One of the best ever.
Awesome. Yep.
Or just go back and listen to podcast number one.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and go to Whole Studios.
We're back.
But no, this new favorite band of mine is called Young Heart Attack. They come from Austin, Texas.
Nice.
And I don't know if everything from Austin is instantly cool. I don't know if it's the Seattle of the aughts. Paul, opinion on that?
South by Southwest, past 10 years.
You've got to have a leg up if you start in Austin.
Yeah,
right? You've got to like headline South by Southwest, or people in Austin will know you and want to come to your show, right?
Agreed.
At South by Southwest.
Agreed. I'm cool with that. Yeah.
So, the reason why these guys make my top, they're rising fast on my list is because they've got all the best things. They sing about sex, drugs, rock and roll. They say rock 30 or 40 times in every single song, and most of all.
30 to 40 times?
Well, at least 6 to 7 times. Okay. But more importantly, they are punk rock with extra rock in it. Because like a famous cousin of mine once said, a very wise man, I need more rock in my punk rock. I don't like... True punk drives me fucking crazy.
Right. Yes. Sex Pistols is punk rock, but it's rock.
Right.
That's what I like.
Yep. So no, this song is off the their debut album. It's the title track of the first of only two albums with these guys, released in 2004. This is Young Heart Attack with Mouth Full of Love.
That was professional.
All right, wait. So what this band has...
Awesome!
The other thing this band has is a lead singer, Chris Hodges.
Yeah?
Chris Hodge. He has two volumes. Volume Zero and Volume Exuberant. So you wait, and I'm not kidding.
This is
Volume
awesome.
Exuberant, coming up quick.
I will drink while I wait. Coming. Hey.
Has a motherfucker and a shout out to the women of France in it too.
Oh man.
They have shedding guitar and riding drum beats.
Wow. Chicks. I love it.
Yeah, that goes for chicks.
Yes.
That's two rocks.
Oh, I love this. I'm trying to figure out what this reminds me of. This is fabulous.
It's like a punk metal, man.
Dude, this is like punk mixed with hair metal.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like the great.
Now I got love in my baby.
here, motherfucker.
It shouldn't be the I see London, I see France, I see someone London France, right?
Yeah, right.
Is that what he's saying?
So whoever the singer is, I think when he goes to bed at night, he's smiling at the ceiling.
Right.
He's so happy. I did it. I rocked.
Yeah. Six or seven rocks in this song alone. I rocked, yeah. He's got a tattooed on his chest. Hey, Mom, I rocked today.
I want to thank the Lord for letting me rock.
I want to see these guys. I want to go.
Believe me.
You know, I'm enjoying this so much, but I must admit, I don't remember who the hell this is. You explained it.
This is Young Heart Attack.
Young Heart Attack. All right.
That was Young Heart Attack.
That was Young Heart Attack.
And how new are they? Is that a new band?
That's like, they released that album in 2004.
Yeah.
They released another one in 2006 or 8. Yeah. And then they broke up.
Oh, my
All
God.
All the best just fucking gone.
That was awesome.
Speaking of which, the Super Suckers are on hiatus too, man.
I thought I heard they were playing at like 7th Street again.
No, actually, you're right. I thought they were
on
hiatus. No, they're coming to the Turf Club in October.
I'll go to that show.
It's on a Tuesday night, man. If that tells you anything, they're playing the Turf Club on a Tuesday night. So, yeah. Hey, thanks, guys, for listening to some rock with punk in it.
That was fabulous.
Punk with rock in it. Hair
Young movie. Heart Attack. Rest in peace.
All right, Dave, what'd you bring?
That's some pretty
Holy
good rock,
shit.
Well, thank you very much.
That made me happy.
Yeah.
I'm in a better mood than when I showed up.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, I brought some rock, too.
No,
I have found a new band this week. Thanks to the good people at the podcast, All Songs to Consider.
Okay.
All Songs to Consider?
All Songs Considered?
Oh,
yeah.
All
Minnesota
Songs.
Public Radio
NPR.
Or National Public Radio?
Yeah.
NPR, yeah.
They played a band this week of a song that has not been released yet. It's coming up. It's, I think, due to be released, an album that will be released next month.
Okay.
The name of the band is called The Orwells.
The Orwells. Ooh. Is that the new Kenny Rogers band?
The Orwells. Dolly Parton and the Orwells?
Yeah, exactly.
Dolly Parton and the Orbs of Hell? I saw that movie. Sorry.
What? All right, the Orwells? All right.
Well, and the thing to consider about the Orwells is they're very young.
Okay.
Very young. They just graduated from high school.
Oh, wow.
That's
God
young.
Damn it.
Right?
That makes me angry.
Doesn't it?
It does, because, dude, I'm 41 years old or 40 years old trying
yeah.
to be in a rock band, and I can't cut it anymore.
Oh, boy.
And kids out of high school can put out good music, you're saying?
Yep.
Dude, I had my Wednesday night tennis this year.
Yeah.
Or I can't go back. I got to go.
Yeah.
I basically what I'm trying to say is this week I really felt old for the first time.
Yes.
I really felt old. My knees hurt. My ankles hurt. Weird shit hurts, man.
Yeah.
And then this young band comes along, man, and they're just fucking young. And they
yeah.
don't know any better.
But just
and they
enjoy
play
it.
Great rock
but
and
why
roll.
Does it upset you? Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
And that's what I should.
I'm not jealous.
So the Orwells, they're out of a suburb of Chicago.
Yeah.
They have one full-length album they released in 2012. Right out of high school.
Do they okay. swear on it?
They don't.
Oh!
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm
it's
just
It's that good?
It's good enough that I wanted to play all some
right.
samples,
all right? All right.
All right.
So this will be the song that's off their forthcoming album.
Yeah. All right. You may stick your penis inside of my butt. Is that the name of their album?
No.
Oh,
Come
I'm
with me.
I'm pretty sure.
What's it called?
It's called...
This is Who Needs You by the Orwells.
I was close. Sounds like the Fratellis.
It sounds a little gay to start, but I'm telling you, this might be like the summer, rock anthem. This is like a Japan or like a last year.
I've heard this!
Have you?
I think 89.3 must play this. Yeah, I do like that. I
wow.
do like that. But they don't swear, right?
They don't swear, so I cannot play this.
So,
I'm sorry.
I had my Big Muff headphones on. I couldn't hear anything you guys were saying during the
song. I was joking that it sounded like the Fratellis. There's actually a band called the Fratellis. Mary
yeah.
Lucia loves them.
Okay.
And so it did. I like that style of rock and roll. Buzz, buzz, buzz. I don't know what the buzz, buzz, buzz there is.
Buzzing cymbals?
That's all right. Buzz, buzz. You know, we're doing this shit live, bitches. Okay, so thanks, Dave. That's cool. Name of the band again is what?
It's called the Orwells.
Orwells. Orwells. Orwells. Orwells. All right.
Orwells.
All right, so I take it you guys are not going to be satisfied with that little tiny taste of the Orwells.
No, that was fun, but
play
next.
More.
So I brought some more. This is off their album that was released in 2012.
This is the Orwells?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And the name of the song is coming up. It's called Mall Rats.
Mall Rats. All right.
So that's a...
Not, I'm already one step back.
Mall Rats?
Yeah, it's a dumbass title.
Dude, that's a tribute to Kevin Smith.
That's a perfect meld between. Oh, go ahead.
The official name of the title is Mallrats. La 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 la.
Yeah, dude. La, well, that's la, what, la, la, la. When people take old punk like that, dun,
yeah,
dun, and then mix it with modern recording and stuff, dude, that's awesome.
I totally like it.
And it's really dirty, but they can play some cleaner shit.
This is called
In My Bed.
Johnny Cash in his later years?
I joke, but right, I like
so
it.
So it's a small snippet of the Orwells, but do you like them?
I could do the Orwells.
I'd pay $5 for an MP3 of their album.
Okay.
So I that's good. It's good. Toe tapping.
You're willing to lay some money down.
I don't. I would pay money for them, but it's nothing crazy blowing my mind. It's just that was good.
I'd pay $12 to see them live.
Yeah. I like
$15 plus $2.50 service charge, but I'd pay $12.
Nothing about their music is original. I mean, it's all like rock that you've heard before.
You know what I mean?
But they do it well and they do it with enthusiasm.
I struggle all the time now that we're old farts of. If some band wants to play shit that you and I, the three of us, have heard fucking 20 years ago, are they carrying the torch or are they derivative?
Right.
It's hard.
Those guys took it a step further.
That was good. Those are the good bands that take it a step further, right?
Well, there's an old saying that if there's anything that anyone's ever done in rock, the Beatles have already done it.
I disagree. But yeah, I know what you mean. We'll talk about that later.
All right. So, but this week... in the news, have you guys heard the Twitterverse and all around the interwebs about this guy named Kendrick Lamar dissing all these rappers live?
No.
All right, so he made big news with this song. It's about 3 minutes into the song that I'm going to start it. Because at the 3 minute mark, Kendrick Lamar starts this verse on the song by Big Sean, where he lambasts every rapper that you ever heard of, including Big Sean, with the song he's rapping on.
We'll hear.
That's going to start after the next break.
I got to say, just moving back real quick. I wouldn't pay more than $20 to see any show, so $12 is high grades for me.
All right.
I'm still stuck on dissing every rapper, like by Kendrick Lamar.
This song is called Control by Big Sean. It's supposed to be on a new album that's coming out next month.
Yeah.
But they can't release this song because of all kinds of sampling rights issues.
All right. La-di-da, that's fine.
This is Kendrick Lamar right here. So many bombs, McFerricon, think that's a dime in his bitch. One at a time, I line him up and bomb on his mom when she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm in Poland like the Pope. I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler. You take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cartier bracelets for my women friends. I'm in Vegas. Who the fuck y'all thought it's music sucks and he can't rap quickly.
In the state of homegrown, you know, white cracker rap, I don't know, that we have in Minnesota, it's not terrible beats. It's better than a lot of folks in town can do.
But the only reason I'm playing this is not because I like it. The only reason I'm playing it is it li- lit the fucking internet on fire this week because he was calling out Jay-Z and Kanye West. You know, not Kanye West, Kanye.
Brother Ali could put them all to sleep.
Right.
Brother Ali could wrap them in circles.
But this is on the big stage. These are like...
This is Billboard Top 200 shit, right?
Exactly.
This is shit that anybody in Iowa is listening to.
And...
I don't even know what to say. I mean, yawn.
The cool thing about it is that he's calling people out because, you know, music has become tame and people don't like to mix it up.
Yeah.
And back in the day, rappers used to mix it up.
Yeah. I thought it was crap. I thought it was pure crap.
I'm going to give you
I'm
going to play the best diss song ever right here.
Okay.
This is Tupac. Fuck your
bitch, you fat motherfucker. Instantly better.
This is called Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. And I believe this is the song that got him shot.
Wow.
First of all, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. We're 30 seconds in and it's way better.
You can already tell this guy can really rap. Not compared to that Kendrick Lamar bullshit.
Do
you guys know what I'm talking about when I say this song got him shot?
No. I know he got shot, but I don't know the song.
It was Tupac was the king of the West Coast rap. Big somebody.
Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls
was the king of the East Coast rappers. And in this song, Tupac destroys Biggie Smalls.
He just mentioned him right there.
Ripped him a new asshole.
Oops.
And so people think that the reason that Biggie Smalls had him shot in Vegas was this song.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Which coast is Vegas on?
The East Coast. It's near the Atlantic Ocean.
On the Midwest Coast.
Midwest.
Southwest Coast.
Duluth, y'all. When you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. People, how we do it. Keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me. You in the clouds open. It's so much better than what's out right now.
God. I don't think I'm an old fart. This is just better.
Right.
Yes. God, this is good.
It sounded better on tape, too.
All right, so that's Tupac.
That's fabulous. Like, yeah. No, I love it, man. Thank you for correcting
shit.
Just wanted
to bring something topical.
Oh, that is good.
No, I like that, man. So,
that is good.
Kendrick, fuck him. We should almost hear some other Kendrick, but whatever.
No, fuck Kendrick Lamar and his bullshit rap.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, can I talk for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll just take 30 seconds here. Fucking Harlem Shake, right? It's what all the little kids are doing nowadays. I showed you guys that video of my kid doing it.
Yeah.
Do you guys know where the Harlem Shake actually originates from?
Probably Harlem. That's just a guess, though.
Well, it was actually this...
Or is it Shake Iraq?
No, I think it's funny, because I looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
And it's actually an eccentric upper body dance move that involves shaking the upper torso. It actually originated on 125th in Lexington, where gangbangers would shoot unsuspecting cripples with crutches.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so it's actually the modern version
the
shake that these fuckers do as they fall down or get punched in the back.
The staggering fall of these cripples created a signature move adapted by gang affiliates and introduced at local parties.
Right.
That is fucked up serious
shit. The next time you watch your little 12-year-old kid doing the Harlem Shake,
that
just
is
think
awful.
Of a cripple bum falling down as a gangster hits him in the back of the head.
Dude,
I gotta give you credit, man.
We played that fucking shit in Brett's basement on one podcast, like Nazi, like Auschwitz, Body by Auschwitz.
Yes.
I find this more offensive.
Yeah, dude, just don't let your kid do the Harlem Shake.
Oh my God.
Well, I gotta give you credit because you mentioned you wanted to talk about the Harlem Shake, and I like, I don't know, man, that was like a year ago. But you brought some new light to that issue. That's
definitely
true.
Definitely.
God damn.
All right. What you got, Paul? What'd you bring?
All right. You know, so that's all fun, and I want to just want to thank everyone for listening again to this shit, and I want to introduce something most of you probably never heard called The Beastles. You ever heard of The Beastles?
Dude, that's the best name ever of a band.
It makes you smile, doesn't it?
It's right up there at the Japandroids.
Yeah, it does. The Beastles. Nice. So there's a dude named Bob Cronin. Yeah, Bob Cronin, DJ BC, out of Massachusetts, about our age. And a few years back, he started making fucking mashups. Remember mashups?
Yeah, like...
mashups.
Yeah. You take like Christina Aguilera and you mix them with, I don't know what it was, like Daft Punk. I don't know what it was. But well, this
is the famous one, though.
Well, try to remember. Girl Talk. So this
That's
dude,
what I benchmark it all against.
This dude loves the Beatles and loves the Beastie Boys, and he just mixed them. That's all. He's got two albums.
Mixed the Beatles with the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, he mashed them up together.
Got the Beastles.
I got
fucking
something.
Perfect.
BBC. I got something here. This
is
dude
a
released.
Of them?
Yeah. So this dude released an album just a month ago called Ill Submarine. Mashes the Beatles with the Beastie Boys.
Okay.
This is from the BBC's promotional shit.
Oh, this is Here Comes the Sun.
What the hell is this? Ah.
That was kind of a weak mashup, man.
All right, well... All right, so,
Wait a sec, this is weak, man. Right. This is like,
all right.
This is
all right.
Like,
all right.
I'm blaming it.
Okay. So if I announce the dude has got a new album, I want to play something the new album. The problem is, Yoko Ono and
why would I want to play that when this sucks so bad? That was amateurish.
What are you talking about? Hold on. Just shut the fuck up. Hold on a second.
Okay.
The dude released a new album. It's called Ill Submarine. That song was from the BBC's promotional of it, but fucking Yoko Ono, everybody's squashing it. So there's nothing available from that album. That wasn't very good. It wasn't the best song. Listen to this. This is from his last mashup album, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll play your record.
What is
this? Yeah, we've got it right here.
Oh, good.
I'm putting it on now.
What's this called?
I don't remember. It's got Day Tripper in it. And they swear. We're gonna bring you up to speed. Check it out. Cause I'm a specializer, rhyme advisor. Ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see. And you won't see me in the advertising. See, I like the party, not kick the car. This dude has spent the past 10 years, he claims, in an article in LA Times. Spent the past 10 years scouring through every Beatles song and every Beastie Boys song and trying to beat match everything. And he took all the a cappella Beastie Boys shit that was released because they violated all these sample laws and they just did a cappella. And he's now doing mashups and he calls himself, or the band called the Beastles, and he's selling out clubs in LA in 2013 just to have dance shows. But he charges nothing. Just look up the Beastles.
Wait, he charges nothing for
this.
Download this?
Yeah, because it's all samples. It's all Beastie Boys. The Beastie Boys released this a cappella of them singing without their samples that they got sued for. He charges nothing for his music, but he charges you a price for a ticket to come see him perform. And he's in LA selling out shows this summer, just having dance parties. That's all he's doing.
Well, that's what you should do. This, you can't charge for the music online or as a song, but if you do it live, that's a different
thing. He charged you to get into the club.
Yep.
That's this is much better ass than the last song, and I think Yoko should stand down. Unless the last album sucks as bad as that last song we heard.
No.
Then Yoko should just keep it up. Maybe that's why she's blocking it.
It's a mixed bag, but one of the things he's got going for him is Ringo Starr, one of the songs, he has a quote, and Ringo Starr says, I want anyone to take any of our music and mix it up differently. It interests me.
Nice. Let's take this out on this song.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this shitty podcast. This has been Music to Swear By in the Fort. Everybody say goodbye, and stay tuned, folks. We'll have more podcasts soon.
Goodbye.
Good night, everybody.
Love you. Smooches.
Goodbye, you bitches. Yeah.
Bob Cronin.
Is your number three?